Hi, everyone. This is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor, and I'm excited to be here with you on this night, the 12th, December 11th, 2012. It's an auspicious number, 12, 11, 12. If you're into numerology, it goes to the number 8, and 8 is the symbol and number for abundance. And that's what this season is all about. It's all about abundance. So welcome to the call. And before we start, one of the things I want to say is that I want you to know I believe that you are supposed to be here on this call tonight, that you are meant to be here right now at this moment in time. Even if you're listening to the replay, it's the time that the message is going to be the clearest for you. It's the way the universe actually works. It brings people together at certain times for very specific reasons. And these reasons sometimes are not always known to us, but your being on this call is no small measure due to the way our universe works. We are all meant to be able to connect with ourselves, our spirit, and our soul to gain more clarity, to create the joy and laugh louder and live larger than we ever thought we could. It is not only our right, but I believe it's our obligation. The expression to be all that you can be comes to my mind. But sometimes having joy, laughter, and feelings of abundance can be hard. And finding the secret to being able to embrace that inner light that creates this is why you're here. And I'm really glad that you're on the call with us. So welcome to this call, How to Embrace Your Inner Spirit for the Holiday Season. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. With the approach I'm going to teach you tonight, it's not just going to help you through this holiday season. It's going to transcend into the new year and far beyond that as well. We're going to look creatively connecting with self to gain clarity, create more joy, love, and live with abundance. Tonight, we are going to take a look at what inner spirit looks like, how to creatively connect to your own inner wisdom to gain all that you're meant to have. The holiday season, it has so much to offer us, doesn't it? At least we're told that, right? We kind of believe that from the times we're little with all of the nuances of the holiday season, all of the times that we've spent with our families and the traditions that we've been creating around the holidays, the longing for yesteryear, the giving of gifts, the time with family filled with laughter. And, well, it does have so much to offer us. So I guess I wonder so often why many people drag themselves through the season, literally. They complain about the commercialization of it. Did you hear that today at all? You know, did somebody that you were speaking to talk about the commercialization of the season and how it's gotten them down? Because a lot of times people go through this season because they haven't embraced their own inner spirit. And when you don't do that, you do end up dragging yourself around, and you do complain about the commercializations. But when you've been able to truly embrace your own inner soul, your spirit, and the wisdom that guides you, you have abundance of energy, and you can see light all around you, no matter what you face. So you may not be on this call because of feeling overwhelmed. You may not be on this call because you feel a little draggy and maybe not feeling so abundant. And you may be on this call simply because you can't hear yourself think because of all of the chatter going on. You may be on this call because your voice is filled with self-doubt and negativity. But I do know this. I know that you're on the call because you want that inner peace, that simplicity, that clarity, and that success. And I so want that for you, too, because I wholeheartedly, in myself, in my own inner wisdom, know that you deserve it. So tonight I'm going to give you some tools to use to find that inner peace and tell you how to quickly connect with that inner spirit. and I'm going to share some opportunities for you to deepen the connection with your own inner wisdom. Finding grace in this crazy place that we all kind of call life, it's not easy. And if you haven't tried to before the holiday season descends upon us, it can darn right nearly be impossible. But I have a few secrets for you. And I believe that the only way to find it is to connect inward. You can't find this inner peace in the malls, and you can't find it in parties. In fact, it may even be hard to do those things, go to parties, go to malls, until you find your inner spirit. But once you do, going to those parties and going to the malls can be filled with much joy. You know, there's so much kind of outward negativity floating around us daily. And it may sound like I'm starting this call on a negative approach, but I'm pointing out to you some of the things that are energetically affecting us. And I want to show that to you so that you can see how to negate that effect. Because there are outward negatives floating around us daily. If you read or listen to the news, if you look at billboards or discuss current events with others, it's really easy to find and see only the negative. Learning how to quiet all that outer chatter is challenging. And then there's our own inner chatter. And that's how you talk to yourself over and over again. It's deep-seated, and it has its embedded tracks because, after all, we've been talking to ourselves for a long time. And it takes a conscious effort to change it. But you can. And how do I know this? Because I was the queen of negative inner chatter. And it led me to a place where I lived with clinical depression. Then I lived through the depression. Then because I wasn't really looking inward to help myself, I got depressed again. And it was a vicious cycle. And most people I knew would never even have guessed that for most of the time during the 15 years that I first got out of college, I had bouts of depression. And they were bad. But I could get through all of my daily obligations, and I could achieve and achieve well. But when those things went away, when those day-to-day responsibilities ended and I went home, or it was a Sunday, I could not get myself out of bed. I had absolutely no joy in my life. And people who thought they knew me, when I tell this story, say, no, you didn't. You didn't. And I'll tell you, I really did. Because I was looking for everything in all the wrong places. I was trying to, get help from the beer bottle. I was trying to get help from getting into relationships that were less than supportive. And certainly when I tried to get help, I did need support of a counselor and a good psychiatrist. And indeed, I needed SRIs. Those are the prescription meds for depression. And I needed them to get through my obligations in my life. But what I really needed, I could not find in any bottle. And that bottle, it helped to alleviate a downward spiral by having my antidepressant medicines, but it didn't help uplift me. It made me feel like a zombie. So I started looking for everything, the joy, the clarity, the direction in the right places. And I did that by looking inside of me. And as Dorothy of The Wizard of Oz says, there is no place like home. And that's exactly where I found it. I found my own inner spirit inside of myself, deep within. And I find that the holidays can be so much more joyous now, even in the hecticness, even in the busyness of life, because I know where to find that shining light that I need to see. And it's always with me. It's just a heartbeat away. Finding that took some work. It took years of therapy and some soul searching. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, it was worth it. And I'm also here to tell you, no, it did not have to take so long. With tools that I have now found a much faster, easier pathway to allow your inner spirit to come out of hiding. You don't need to have full-blown depression to have your inner spirit hide from you. It happens. It happens to the best of us. And there are times when it still happens to me. But with the tools that I have and the resources that I use, I'm quickly and easily able to turn things around and let my spirit shine and shine brightly. And I hope to help you with that too. So what then is inner spirit or inner wisdom? It's being able to connect with your deepest desires and inner self and able to connect with your soul for the answers. So what is connecting with inner self then? What is this thing we call soul? And why do we call it soul searching? Why do we say that we are searching for ourselves when we're seeking all the answers to all the hard questions? We do so because innately we understand that somewhere deep inside resides a place of light, of beaming light, of big, huge, gigantic light. And that is our own soul. And we are also innately know that our soul knows the truth, that when it speaks to us, it brings that spirit of joy and laughter and love forth. And we allow that place of light deep inside of us to shine through. Soul's different to different people, no doubt, and the feeling of connecting to it is a very individual experience. For me, it's that deep feeling that in the middle of this crazy chaos thing that we call life, you can imagine, you can breathe in deeply and find a sense of peace, support, and comfort. And that you know the answer and that all is well. It then speaks up and to bring you the answer you know is right, and that is connecting to the soul. Many of us try to achieve success, and whatever that may mean to you, I hope that you find it full-blown, full-bore out there. Outer success is great. But you need to have inner success to achieve great outer success. Because if you don't have that inner success, you'll always feel like there's just one piece missing. During my darkest times, I had great professional success. I was being courted. I worked for the YMCAs, and I was being courted by the National to do work for them. It was great. I loved the work. Everyone thought I was doing so well in a kick ASS job, but I did not have inner success. And not only did I feel one piece was missing, I felt many pieces was missing. And as a deck of cards, if you don't have a foundation, things can fall down fast and rapidly. I felt all this because I didn't have that inner success. I didn't really have that knowing the answers to questions such as, who am I? Why am I here at this time in this particular body? It's about knowing how to handle the holiday season, what activities to say yes to, what to say no to, because, yeah, you really can say no, how much to give, and this may sound odd to you, but how much to receive. But receiving is kind of an advanced concept of inner spirit, and it's part of nurturing our soul that we take for granted. So this inner success is about knowing what your mission in life is and knowing you are on a path each and every day during your journey that you are living this mission. It's not about a destination. It's not about when I get this much money in the bank or when I'm seeing this many clients. Doing a mission is not about when I achieve this, I'll get that. It's about being on a pathway that's in alignment with who you are deep down inside, where you can connect with your soul. Success of this season comes from an inner knowing of what it is that you want to bring to your holidays. And I'm not talking about what dish to bring over to the Saturday night neighborhood party. I'm talking about what feeling do you want to have, and then designing the holidays with that in mind. So if you want to have a big family gathering with all the bells and whistles, you have to find the intention that you want for that party deep inside, bring that forward, and then, of course, you can actually have that. When this is achieved, you have inner success, and your outer success truly can become yours. If you feel like you already have that outer success and you've connected inwardly, then the tools that I have tonight will only be exponentially magnified for you. So, success comes from knowing your soul. Embracing your inner spirit allows you to have success, and you cannot fail when you do this. It's impossible because your soul knows the truth. So, how to fold to get full to get inner peace, clarity, and success? We go on journeys. Yes, remember that your mission is a daily expression of living in alignment with your soul, and a journey is what it is all about, and it happens continually, for each of us grows into new beings each and every day. Once you're on this journey, you will not want to turn back. It's like tasting candy. You will always want another taste of it, because you will discover how much fun and joy you can have listening to your own soul. Life becomes easier and almost effortless. You'll discover that beam of light that is in your inner spirit, and it will be brought forth to shine for everyone to see. So right now, we're going to take a small journey. So I'm going to take a sip of water here. Excuse me one second. And I want you to close your eyes and make yourself comfortable and take a deep breath in and out. And take a deep breath in and out again. And imagine yourself in the place where you found the deepest feeling of peace and calm that you ever have had in your life. So go back in time. Go back a month, a season, a year, a decade. Scan your life and find the time, the event, the place where you felt the deepest peace and calm that you ever had. That's good. Take a good deep breath in and out. And I want you to scan this place. What do you see? What are the colors? Is it black and white? Is it a faraway vista? Or a close picture that's just sitting in front of you that you're holding? Was this place in an art gallery? Was it on a beach? Was it on top of a mountain? Was it in a classroom where you were learning something that spoke to your heart? Can you see it? Can you feel it? What does it feel like? Do your toes tingle? Do you smile? Do you giggle? What does this place smell like? Is it sea air or the pines from a wood? Is it in a bakery and you smell the dough rising? Good. That's excellent. And take a deep breath in and out. you can always come back to this place. And when you revisit it the next time, look around a little deeper. See what you see, smell what you smell, listen for sounds, and see if the signs speak to you. This isn't really a part of the lesson tonight. It's a little bit of a bonus for you. But when you go to those places of peace and calm, oftentimes signs come forward. And that's your inner spirit speaking to you and telling you something that it needs you to hear. The reason I took you on this journey is to help you embrace your inner spirit. I bet you dollars to donuts. Do you like that expression? My grandmother said it all the time, dollars to donuts, that you just did embrace your inner spirit without even realizing it. I bet the place you went had a little bit of all of the elements in it that make up all of who you are. I bet it was a place that offered something like the gentleness of a sea breeze or the sound of a babbling brook. And no doubt it contained some light, some type of beacon showing you some rays of sunshine or a rainbow. It surely contained earth energy, maybe a forest, or even cement. Cement has earth energy to it. Maybe it was a town square at the holidays on a cool night with bright lights overlooking a little pond there. But if I were to look at each of your special places, it would contain, no doubt, in order to have the deepest peace and the deepest calming effect, the elements of all four of these things: air, water, fire, and earth. And when you connect to each of these elements deeply, that's when you know your inner spirit can shine through. In some mysterious, crazy way, all of our beliefs, our history, our emotions are deeply connected to these four elements. Each one represents different effects on our psyche. So when we are at peace, when we succeed in coming closer to our soul and our inner wisdom, we have a balance of these four elements within us. And that's where we go when we need to be nurtured intuitively. Going there, even if it's in your own mind's eye with a simple 60-second reflection, where you can embrace these four elements, will bring you so much clarity, peace of joy, answers, and smiles, of course. Connecting with ourselves through an approach to the elements is exactly how we listen to our soul. Through this connection, inner peace, joy, and success are achieved. It's happened throughout history. Many of our cultures have used it. The Aztecs, our Native American Indians, the Celts, the Mayans. There's much talk about the Mayans these days, and more cultures. The elements have been associated with natural balance and wholeness since time began. Just look at the seasons. They represent this in the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. And within each season, you can see the elements at work. This sense of flowing rhythm happens, and it happens within us too. Each element represents a different aspect of our own self. The air element, it represents our mental clarity. The water element represents our emotions. The fire element, and we see much fire element around during the holidays, represents our spiritual self. And the earth element, of course, represents our physical self, our foundation of the house that our spirit resides in right now. So the air represents our mental, water emotional, fire spiritual, and earth physical. And when we connect with this, when we look with each of these four elements, we quickly and effortlessly can connect with our own inner self. When we connect with them, we can embrace the busyness of the season and in life and create ways to support our own needs. And in supporting our own needs, we help others more. Why is that? Because when we've connected with our own inner spirit, our joy comes through, and our joy is felt by others. And by having them feel that, you are helping them more, and everyone lives a more authentic life. So how do we connect with all of these elements? Here's how. We'll start with air. We must connect with our mental self, of course. Our mental self, and I'm not talking about being smart and how much we know. I'm talking about the mental self that we spend 24/7 listening to. And calming down the inner chatter within us. Finding out whether you are thinking objectively or whether you're thinking with the history that you've learned through your own life's experiences, whether you're thinking with your emotion, whether you're thinking because what you want to do is what somebody else wants you to do, and so there is a little bit of guilt going on. So we have to calm down the inner chatter with us, within us. You can meditate to quiet the voice down. You can use objective thinking. That's where objective thinking is, when you say to yourself, oh, you look in the mirror in the morning, you go, oh, I am so, fill in the blank. Some of you will say, my teeth aren't white enough, my eyes are baggy, I'm fat, all of those sorts of things. And then you say, well, wait a minute, is that true? Are my teeth not white? Well, answering the question that you have thought of objectively, so you're becoming more you're critiquing your thoughts to greater clarity. I heard this one in my head just today, and I said this to myself. I'm like, oh, God, the commercialization has taken all the fun out of the holidays. And that's so not true. It's so not true. I'm not having fun because I'm giving the fun away to the commercialization of the season. So I caught myself and I said, okay, it's not taking the fun out. I'm allowing it to take the fun out. So I can and will have fun by, and I filled that blank in for myself. And you can too. You take a thought and you think through it objectively. Initially, this can be a challenge for people who have never questioned themselves, but it becomes very quick and easy. And you start simple, like, you know, I don't look good wearing the color red. My best color is blue, so I'll wear more blue. Do you get that? So you can cross-reference the thought with a more realistic one, one that's truer, one that's more on purpose, one that is truer to who you are, not what you think. And another powerful way to do this is to use the power of intention. In-tention. Okay. What you do to come in to your life. So in the example above, you take it and you put it into the positive and then intend, by paying attention, tend to bring it in to your life. So I will tend to my life by bringing in the fun that I want. So it's playing on those words and bringing them into intention by attention. So that's using the element of air and mental clarity. When you think about the expression people use, I've got to go for a walk, I've just got to clear my head, or take a deep breath and think more clearly. There are a lot of expressions out there that people use, and they're appropriate. So you can use the air, breathing in deeply, and focusing in on your thought to help create more mental clarity for yourself. So there is a second one that we're going to work with today, and that's the emotional self, and that's water. But before I get to that, if these are some things that are resonating with you, I am going to be introducing my soul coaching course that is going to start in January. It's a 28-day class to a more authentic self, and I'm doing it a lot differently this time around because I know that time is of real importance and value to people. And with the New Year's resolutions coming around, I'm creating a new way to inspire and uplift you through a 28-day clarity and intention course to a more authentic self that is based on the four elements. And I'll go into that a little bit more later on. But I get very excited about resonating with these four elements because if you can think more clearly and put your emotions into perspective, then you live from a space of inner peace. So we're going to go right now into the emotions of life, and aren't there a lot of them? We cleanse ourselves, and the element that represents that, obviously, is water, and to cleanse your emotional self, we use the water element. So I'm going to tell you a story. Just the other night before last, I think it was today, Tuesday, Sunday night, I had this dream. And as many of you know, I'm a dream coach. And so I kind of wrap myself around the meanings that I get from my nocturnal dreams. And this was a strange one. It had folds in it, like the mitochondria of a DNA that kind of wrapped themselves around each other. And it spanned different times of my life. And when I woke up in the morning remembering these dreams, I really wanted to get some clarity from it, so I started journaling about it. And it was in this journaling that I actually understood the nuances of this one particular dream. And they were pretty profound. See, at many steps, I'm told by spirit and the universe that I am on the right path in my life about creating clarity for people, having them connect deeper with their soul. And I know that's my mission, but my mind sometimes gets in the way. So this dream was just a real powerful reminder to me that I am on the right path. And I ended up weeping. And when I say weeping, I mean weeping. It was a good cry. And you might remember, well, if you live in the Northeast here, you might remember that the rains came through Monday morning. So after I had this cry, I actually went outside and stood in the pouring down rain and allowed myself to be drenched in this cooling water. It was a little more than cooling. It was downright cold. But I allowed myself to be drenched in it to wash away the emotions that didn't serve me, and to embrace the emotions that did. And afterward, I was refreshed and ready to go on my day. So it's a really good example about the element of water working to clear the emotional self. That's one way to do it. You don't have to have a good cry and go out in the rain. But after you cleanse yourself, just in the morning in the shower or after dinner, a light spritz of cooling water to wash away any emotions that are not serving you can enliven your day. You know, the typical example that you can use for people right now or for you on the call is if you're at a party this holiday and emotions kind of come up, you excuse yourself and you go to the loo and you wash your face, right? And that's a cleansing of the emotions. So we do this almost innately and instinctively. But when you put intention to it, and you know now that when your emotions arise and you go and you wash your face off, you are now going to do that with intention to clear away the emotions, to come into a place of inner peace. So the next time it happens, I guarantee you, you're going to remember I said that. Don't hold in emotions. Of course, there's an appropriate place for its expression, this emotional self of ours. There's a right place and a time and a compassionate place and a time, and only you can decide when that is. But when the time is right and you have those emotions, dance and sing or yell and scream, giggle, pout, laugh, cry. Don't hold it in, because they will find a place to reside in your house, and that will create a blockage for you when you try to embrace that inner spirit that you don't want to have there. So you can do this, and when you do, just affirm that, you know, when you're crying, I can unconditionally accept who I am, and what I feel is not who I am. It's just emotions. So that's how you can connect with your emotions, is using the element of water. So the third thing, the third element to embrace when trying to connect to your inner wisdom is the fire element, and that connects to your spirituality. This is an amazing time of year to use the fire element, because it is all around us. Certainly light is the fire element, the lights that we see. Pine trees are tall and long, so that's the shape of the fire element. I'm sitting here right now with a candle going to create spiritual, to connect with my spirit while I'm talking with you on this call. So it's all around us, and you can find it anywhere you look. Many religions and ceremonies often use the fire element, and that's only natural. You can think of it really as being associated with clearing out those shadows that hide your soul from you. Candles and lightings are great places to start to deepen that connection for your soul through using the element of fire. So if I were really wanted to connect with my spirit right this moment, I would pull this candle over in front of me, which I am doing, and I would take a deep breath in, bringing that spirit of the flame into my awareness, and breathe in deep, focus the awareness on the light, and use it to my advantage. And I would affirm, the light within grows all around me. The light from within grows all around me. The light from this candle helps grow that light within. And connecting with that allows you to connect with your spirit. So notice the fire in your day. Notice the sunshine, the candles, anything tall, elongated, the color of yellow or vibrant red. In your clothing, you can add the spirit of the fire element in clothing. And imagine breathing in the energy of the fire while you're noticing them. See how embracing your inner spirit is awakened when you do that. So if you feel like your spirit has been ebbing, just go light a candle, inhale it, and imagine breathing in the life force of the fire. Visualize its purifying energy going through you and burning any impurities out that you may have. It doesn't have to be that long a thing. I just did this for, 5 seconds here on this call? Yeah. So none of this has to be long and involved. It's just a question of understanding yourself well enough to know what you need to enhance, whether it's your mental clarity, your emotions, your spirit, or your physical self. And so to connect with your physical self, we use the earth element. And I first learned this years ago when I went to a psychic. I think I was in my 20s. And she said to me, she said, "You are so not connected." She had a Valley Girl accent. "You are so not connected to your body. I want you to go stand outside and stand on the following." And she made a list for me: grass, moss, dirt, sand, mud, and I think cement was in there too. And she said, "Go out there and stand in your bare feet." Now, this was in the middle of the winter in New England that she told me this. She goes, "And I want you to feel the earth beneath your feet and feel it in your feet and your ankles and then your legs. And bring this feeling of the earth up into your abdomen and into your chest." And she kept going up my entire body. She really wanted me to feel it and embrace it. For in feeling your body connect to the earth, you connect into your soul. You can go exercise and eat healthy to feed your physical self, and this is an exceptional way to take care of your body. But it's not taking care of your soul. You can go get a massage or a pedicure, and these are really good relaxing activities for you, and even takes care of body aches. By trade, many of you may know I have been a massage therapist, so I do believe in those, the benefits of that highly. But it's not soul nurturing unless you connect your physical self to your core while they're being done. So when you go out and exercise, the runners talk about getting the runner high or being in the zone. In the past, my massage clients have talked about being in the drool zone. It's that place, not where you're completely out of it, but not where you're in it, where your body and your spirit meet. And when you're in that space, signs and messages from your spirit, from your soul will come up. And beyond the answers of to the signs of, "Oh, this feels really good, this is a good workout," or "This is a great massage," you will undoubtedly get another answer of sorts. Many of my clients have come out of massage sessions saying, "I've been bothered by this one problem, and I just solved it in there." They solved it because they were in a place of peace and calm that they could hear their soul speak to them and give them the answer. And they come out with clarity because the soul knows the truth, and they know that that answer is the right one. So you can begin to allow this inner spirit to shine through you when you live in harmony with your body. So that is embracing your physical self. There are four ways to embrace your inner spirit through the four elements, right? We just went through them: air, water, fire, and earth. And these four elements all allow you to connect with your inner wisdom and spirit. By making quick connections when needed, like a deep breath when you need to think more clearly, that's the air with your mental clarity, or rinsing your face off with water to clear out the emotions, you effortlessly connect to that spirit, and it begins to shine and rise up through you and out of you. So can you begin to see how these, using these four elements in your day-to-day life, can have a profound impact on your inner joy? And at this time of the year, isn't that what we all want for ourselves as well as those that are around us? So as you go forward into the holiday season here, try to connect with air, water, fire, and earth intentionally each and every day. Doesn't have to be profound. It doesn't have to be long. If you're standing in line waiting to get into a store and it's a bright sunny day, just face move your head and face the sun and let its warmth glow through you. It's a way for you to connect with the fire element. If you're standing at the bus stop waiting for your child to get on the bus, connect your feet to the ground. Don't stand on the cement. Go stand on the grass and try to feel that through your sneakers if you live in the Northeast. I'm not telling you to go out in bare feet here. But get a sense of the earth's energy coming up and rising through you. And grounding you and your spirit so that then you can find a place of peace. So you can do things like this very quickly through the holiday season and into the new year, because the new year, we come through to the New Year's resolutions. It's a new leaf. It's turning the page on the calendar and marching forward into strength. If you are a metaphysical person, you know that we have a particularly interesting solstice coming up, winter solstice, and many shifts are taking place right now and will take place and rise to allow our spirit to gain to come out of hiding. Our spirits will begin to soar a little bit more as this solstice comes. So what I want to tell you about is if this resonates with you and you want to explore further how to connect with your soul and listen to its wisdom and how to connect with your authentic self beyond just some quick checking in with the air and water and fire and earth elements, I hope you'll consider the January 2013 Soul Coaching Program that I'm beginning on January 14th. You can see the registration right now at www.soul-wiseliving.com/soulcoachingjan, as in January, 2013. That's soul-wiseliving.com/soulcoachingjan, 2013. It's a 28-day course that helps you embrace your most authentic self. And as I said earlier, I'm doing something differently. It comes in three different levels, and I'm actually only offering level one of this course because by not getting into level two and three on a daily basis right at the start, you will gather and gain a lot more success because I know how busy Januarys can be. So traditionally, I've combined level one, two, and three curriculum. When I've done this, it can have a profound effect. But I do find that it's a lot at once for those beginning to embrace this journey. So level one is perfect, and you can do this for 28 days in less than 10 minutes a day. Some days it would be 2 minutes. It's not a lot. It's about intention, putting your intention into the four elements and bringing them into your life. So, again, you can see that registration at soul-wiseliving.com/soulcoachingjan2013. And, you know, if you're at your computer right now, you can look up that information, but I'll give it to you in a nutshell. It's a 28-day course that helps clear away mental emotion, clutter, and stagnation in your life so you can easily hear the soft whispers and sometimes the loud yells of your soul's wisdom. And isn't the new year a great time to embrace this? And like I said before, you don't have to worry about it taking a lot of time. I'm making this easy peasy for you to do. But what I do know is this, that just by committing to this program, amazing things happen to my clients who have taken the course. Here's what you get. You get a 6-week program, an introductory week, 4-week curriculum, and then a bonus week. And the curriculum of each of those 4 weeks are based on the four elements that I've just spoken about, and that embraces your whole entire self. You also get weekly calls to create even greater success, and one beautifully and powerfully designed and driven PDF holding the keys to your inner wisdom. And I've put a couple bonuses in. The first one is you'll get daily guidance from me via an email, which is just a reminder of the assignment of the day, support for your endeavors, and receiving a daily positive affirmation image to help with your clarity. And then bonus number two, which I added in last time to the course, at the end of the course, I did this, I did one, but I am doing this weekly. I'm giving you audio based upon the elements of that week to create even additional foundation for your success. And there will be 4 30-minute, so they'll be at lunchtime. Of course, they'll be taped, so if it doesn't fit your timing, you can listen to them later, or if you want to re-listen to them, you can do that as well. 40 30-minute coaching telecourse is designed to take you even deeper into the understanding of the element of that week. And then if you sign up by the first of the year, or I believe it's December 31st, you get a bonus telecall with me to at the beginning to set your intentions for the next 28 days and group and individual support for any questions you might have. And then somebody who was looking at this program and I was having them check it out told me I was crazy. But I really want people to have success, and I really honor people who commit to their own achievement and movement and education and spiritual development. So if you're one of the first 10 registrants to maximize your efforts, I'll give you a 1 30-minute Q&A call. That's you and me one-on-one. And that actually is worth more than the cost of this program itself. The early bird price is $97. It's less than most of the presents that people are buying for Christmas. And then the regular price after that is still a steal. It's going to be $147. So you can look at all of that on the registration page. Soul-wise, soul-wise living/soul coaching, Jan 2013. Remember, the concept of spirit and soul is vital core, that center of being, a place inside of you that is infinite, universal, and all-knowing. Our soul comes first, our bodies come second. Our soul needs to be nurtured and cared for. We spend a lot of time in the society focusing and nurturing our bodies, exercise, nutrition. They're all mainstream, are they not? And I believe that our soul has not been nurtured enough. Up until this winter solstice, I believe that people are beginning to think about that. So I'll ask you right now, are you going to nurture your soul in 2013? And if you want to start now, then join me this January in this course and connecting with the four elements as a really great place to leap forward into your complete success. So we're coming up here on the hour, and I just want to talk about that recap. Tonight we learned that the four elements, air is for mental, water is emotional, fire is spiritual, earth is physical, and connecting with all of these elements allow us to be closer to our own inner wisdom and spirit by making quick connections when needed, like a deep breath of air when you need to think clearly. You can effortlessly connect to that spirit and begin to shine and have joy come through you. Thank you for being here tonight. I know it's a busy holiday season, so taking an hour out of that during it to get a glean on how to embrace your inner spirit and bring it forward during the holiday season, I sure hope helps shape up a season that is filled with all the desires that and dreams that you have for it, the joy and the love and family and inner peace. And by connecting with the four elements during this holiday season, I hope you're able to fall in love with the busyness of it, as it is for many of us. And if your spirit's low, find a tree with lights on it and imagine all those flickering lights igniting a fire within you, and you will see your spiritual self shine forward. It's going to be funny because you'll find if when you connect to the four elements quickly and effortlessly, you'll begin to find yourself smiling at the oddest times. And you'll begin to have this feeling of joy rise up and out of you at moments when you're like, wow, where did that come from? By catching yourself and taking this time, you'll be able to give more of you to your family and friends by checking that joy and going, wow, this is kind of cool. Your family and friends are going to see that. You're going to be a bright ray of sunshine for them. And isn't that really what we all want to do is to give more love out into the world? And if you want more of that for yourself in the upcoming year, I'd be so honored to be the one to hold a lantern up for you as you follow a path towards your own inner light, your wisdom, and living soul lives. So we're right here on the hour, and I promise not to take any more of your time. So thank you so much for being on the call, and I hope you all have a warm and wonderful evening and a nighttime filled with dreams of all those sugar plums dancing in your head. Thanks for being on the call again, and good night.